This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
The Justice Department says it may need a few more weeks to finish releasing files tied to the Jeffrey Epstein case, despite missing a deadline from Congress. Officials say more than a million additional records were recently discovered by federal prosecutors and the FBI. The DOJ says attorneys are working around the clock to review them and apply legally required redactions. The most popular Christmas movie on broadcast and streaming TV is Home Alone. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the movie from 1990 has been the top-ranked film by Nielsen for 3 out of the past 4 Decembers.
Home Alone takes place over Christmas. It's about a little boy left behind when his family goes on vacation. It's been the most watched holiday movie every December since 2021, except for last year when the Prime Video movie Red One took the top spot. The action movie stars Dwayne Johnson as head of Santa's security detail.
Someone took Nick.
Other recent top-ranked Christmas movies include Elf, Home Alone 2, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The movie A Christmas Story benefits from a 24-hour marathon that runs on TBS and TNT. And although there's debate about whether Die Hard is really a Christmas movie, Nielsen says last year it landed on the holiday list at number 11. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Someone in Arkansas is waking up a billionaire. A single ticket matched all 6 numbers to win the $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot drawn last night, the second largest in U.S. history. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
Holiday music and traditions from Renaissance England, Gold Rush era Colorado, and the Celtic cultures of Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. They all come alive in the Christmas revels in celebration of the winter solstice from PRX.
The Christmas Revels, Christmas Eve at 11 p.m. and Christmas Day at 8 p.m. on News 88.7.
Hello, I'm Corva Coleman. Every December, the glee clubs of Morehouse and Spelman Colleges get together to celebrate the season in concert. It's one of the hottest tickets in town, but this year we've saved a place for you right here on the radio. Join us for Christmas with the Morehouse and Spelman Glee Clubs, a great tradition with new additions from NPR.
Christmas Day at 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. on News 88.7.
There's something that happens at Christmas. If you listen closely, you can hear it. Above the din of laughter or music at a party, in hushed, quiet tones, late at night. It's the